You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Welcome to the Collective Brain Fun Time. Here's your host, Jade.
Thanks, Winnie. Welcome to episode 242. Now, let's bring out this week's contestants, and since daylight sticks around for an additional hour now, we're going to bring them all out at once. First, we've got Ken. Come on out. Let's see that jog.
Hey, Ding.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Digging that extra hour of daylight.
I'm not too crazy about daylight savings, but I go along
sucked
with it.
Today because it rained, in the last hour of daylight, it rained over here, so.
Oh, okay.
Bah, humbug.
All right, and we have Brad. Let's bring
Hello
those.
There.
Yeah,
come on. Whoa, that was cool.
Hello there.
You changed.
That was cool and frightening.
Okay, next, and finally, we've got Jimmy. Come on out, Jimmy. Let's see
Jimmy.
Those moves.
Jimmy.
Right.
Oh, there it is. Found it.
It's pretty funny. All right, and as we've alluded to, daylight savings started over this last weekend. How have you been dealing with it, Jimmy?
Still
it's got them all frazzled. Up. Yeah. How so?
Sucks. I don't know.
Just tired, but, losing hours sleep.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, I like the fact that, when I look up at noon, I'm like, wow, I'm not even hungry yet, and, well, the same thing then at supper. Okay, so, yeah, I guess the extra daylight is all right. I'm more of the dark sky kind of person.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I like my daylight.
If I had anything to do outside,
Yeah. Yeah. It's
you
getting
will.
There. It's getting there.
So did you mow that lawn and okay.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I looked out today and I started seeing some dark green tufts.
Some signs of life out there.
Yeah.
So did you guys celebrate Pi Day yesterday? 314 March 14th.
Wow.
My daughter and wife made a pie on Pi Day.
Because of it, or was it coincidence?
Yes.
Okay.
Because of it.
Good.
Cherry pie. It was quite tasty.
Mm.
Is there any of it left?
Did you stick your American pie in it?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, isn't it?
All right.
Is there any left?
Yeah.
No. It's gone.
No. Okay.
It's gone to pie. It's gone to pie heaven.
Oh, poor pie. Don't they all, though? Now, do you guys have any plans for Wednesday of this week, St. Patrick's Day? Man, look how busy the calendar is.
It is very busy.
Yep.
I bought my corned beef yesterday, so I will be making that. Kind of excited.
Yeah.
You got any green beer yet, Brad?
No, I'm not a green beer guy.
Yeah, me neither. But
I should have got some Lucky Charms, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
after that last week, talking.
That changes your milk green.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They got that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
It's amazing things they have for St. Patrick's Day.
All right. So we've got a few things. I've got a few things to bring up, but we'll bring that up at the end of the show. Because tonight we've got a great game planned.
Yeah, we do.
This one was handcrafted by one of the members of this cast.
What?
And we'll find out the name of the game and its creator right after this.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another famous edition of Rock and Roll Jeopardy. That's right.
Yes.
It's Jeopardy, all music categories from the 80s, 90s. We got some alternative rock, we got heavy metal, and we got a little gift category here. So it should be fun. We've got three players tonight. Jimmy, Jason, and Brad.
Yeah.
So we need to pick a number. See who goes first. Huh?
I thought you said there was four players tonight.
No. Did I say four?
The fourth being Jesus.
Oh.
He wins.
Oh, and I thought you were going to say the Easter Bunny, but that's it. Jesus helped me put this whole thing together.
So. All right.
He's my co-pilot. okay. Let's pick a number from 1 to 20. Jay, go first.
Let's say 5.
All right. And Jimmy?
17.
And Brad?
8.
Oh, so close, but Jimmy's closest. The number was 18.
Mm. He's good at that.
First. Yeah. Jimmy goes first. What did you have, Jay?
5.
You had 5. So Jimmy, Brad, and Jay. That will be the order we go in.
All right.
We have for categories 80s music, 90s music, Eddie Van Halen, alternative rock, and heavy metal. Jimmy, you are the first contestant, so you pick it.
90s music for 300.
All right. This band sang Ants Marching.
Who's Dave Matthews Band?
That is correct. Nice job. Nicely done. You're in control of the board.
Alternative rock for 200.
This band featured a legendary singer's son sang the hit One Headlight.
Brad.
Brad.
Who are the Wallflowers?
That is correct.
Yes. I'll take alternative rock for 500.
Whoa, he's going for the kill.
He always
this
does.
This band sang Going the Distance. Anyone?
Nope.
Once you say the name.
Who is Cake?
Yeah.
She's going the distance.
Yeah. Okay.
She's going for speed.
She's all alone.
Yep.
All alone in a time of need. I'll do alternative rock for 400.
Okay. The Gallagher brothers' first names are?
Brad.
Brad.
Who is Noel and Liam?
That is correct. Oh, yeah.
I'll do alternative rock for 300.
Name the Butthole Surfers' only big hit.
Brad.
Brad.
What is Pepper?
That is correct.
Wow. Yes.
Nice job.
Okay.
I'll do alternative rock for 100.
All right. This band sang All Mixed Up.
Brad.
Brad.
What is 311?
That is correct. Nice job. And that closes out that category.
All right. I'll do 90s music for 500, please.
This band sang Lump.
Jimmy. Jason.
Jimmy.
Who are the presidents of the United States?
That is correct. Oh, nice job, Jimmy, for 500 points. You get the board.
400.
90s music for 400?
Yeah.
This band sang Fly.
Brad?
Hold on, he's looking it up on his iPhone.
I just want to make sure I didn't cut out again.
No, you're there.
Going to have to ring
the
buzzer.
Who is Mark McGrath? What's his name?
Oh, shit.
Beep, beep, beep. Anyone else?
Damn.
Jay?
Nope.
Who is Sugar Ray?
Oh, gosh. I was thinking Chumbawamba, but that wasn't it.
So is that negative 400?
So close. Oh.
Wow, where the hell's that guy at?
Usually
I mean, he's been on TV for a while.
Is it usually shows VH1 shows, doesn't he? Okay.
You didn't answer?
So,
I don't know.
Yeah, do you lose the points if you...
I do lose the points.
Okay.
Yeah. 90s music for 200.
All right.
Oh, wait, is it Jimmy still?
Because
he answered presidents.
Oh, right. Yeah, it would be Jimmy's.
Jimmy, yeah.
Okay. Jimmy?
Eddie Van Halen for 300.
All right. This was Eddie's first instrument.
Oh, what is the drums?
That is correct. Nice work. The drums. He bought a drum set. Yeah, he brought a drum set and had to get a paper route to pay for his drums. And then his brother took over the drum kit and learned how to play drums.
While he was out delivering papers.
While he's out delivering papers. And
that so is funny.
Buy his own guitar. And history was made.
200, Eddie Van Halen.
200 for Eddie Van Halen. Here we go. Eddie dipped his guitar pickups in this to cut back on feedback noise.
Oh. Now that would come off in the string. I keep thinking of Jaco Pastorius, but that's different. Dipped his picks in.
Pickups.
Oh, dipped his pickups.
Pickups.
Oh, God. Well, I would. What is wax?
The answer now. What is wax is correct, though.
Wow. Okay.
What is wax? Yes, he was the innovator who figured out if you dip your guitar pickups in wax, it would help the noise in the feedback.
Eddie Van Halen for 400.
The innovator. This is a tough one. State Eddie Van Halen's full name.
Oh, God. I don't know it.
I don't know it.
Nope.
Anyone?
Neither do I. No.
What is Edward Lodewijk Van Halen? Lodewijk. Lodewijk.
Right.
Yeah.
I always thought it was Wolfgang, but that was wrong. Okay.
What's left? 100?
We have 500 and Eddie and 100.
To the 500. Rock and roll.
Okay. Now, on this instrument, Eddie won first place 3 years consecutive in an annual competition in years 1964 through 1967.
Ooh, this is like some high school shit.
Ooh. I don't know much about Eddie Van Halen.
I don't either.
He played guitar.
Yep.
He's a virtuoso with many instruments.
It's got to be like, what if it's piano? He's really good at playing piano, too. Could be piano. But I'm not answering.
Okay. Right. You should have answered, though, because the correct answer is, what is the piano?
Oh, gosh.
Suck it, Alex. Did he do any piano stuff?
And a college college competition he won 3 years consecutive. Huh. Yeah, his dad was like quite the music guy, and he was quite the piano player, actually.
Did he play any piano on the David Lee Roth albums?
He did some on like "I'll Wait," you know, on that Diver Down album.
Hmm. Yeah,
like if you know that song, "I'll Wait."
Yeah,
that has some keyboards in it. There's two or three songs on that record that did, but not more so afterwards. You know, other than "Jump," I mean, that was the big. Breakout.
Oh, yeah, that's still.
You know, that's when everybody was like, oh, my God. So, there you go.
I still remember Harry playing that at gigs.
You're still up, Jimmy.
Oh. Heavy metal for 300.
Daryl Abbott is better known as who?
Brad. Who is Dimebag Daryl?
That is correct. Nice going, Brad.
I will take 90s music for 200.
This group sang "One Week."
Brad? Who are the Bare Naked Ladies?
That is correct.
I thought they were around longer than that.
Okay.
I'll do 90s music for 100.
All right, 90 music for 100. This group sang the hit "Cannonball."
Oh, I just watched this video, too.
Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds singing a tune.
Boop, boop, boop. Who is the Breeders?
That's right, Ken. That's the answer.
The girls, you know, remember them?
I'll do 80s music for 500.
Ending.
I think they were sisters.
This group had a one-hit wonder with the song "Too Shy."
Jason.
Jason.
Who is Kaja Goo Goo?
Best way to get on the board. That is correct. Ooshkasha Goo Goo.
I'm going to stick with 80s for 400.
This group had a smash hit with the song Take My Breath Away.
Jason.
Jason?
Who is Berlin?
Very Adonis. Nice, Jason.
And we'll stick with
there.
80s for 300.
This group had a smash hit with Safety Dance.
Jason.
Jason?
Who is Men Without Hats?
That is correct.
That reminds me of the Main Street House.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'd be silly to change. Go to 80s for 200.
This group had a big hit with the song Hold Me Now.
Jason.
Jason?
Who are the Thompson Twins?
That is correct.
And 80s music for 100.
This group sang You Spin Me Round. Round, round, like a record, baby.
Brad.
Brad.
Is that Der Commissar?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Sorry.
This is like roller skating music.
Definitely.
You spin me right round, baby, right round. Anyone?
Nope.
Who is Dead or Alive?
Oh.
Der Commissar was...
Last time you were on a pair of roller skates.
Yeah. They had that singer that looked like a chick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, oh my God. Falco... Actually,
a lot of 80s people men look like chicks. So.
Falco covered Der Commissar.
Yes. Was he the original, or did he? Is that a cover?
No, it was like Into the Fire or something like that. It was the group that originally sang it.
Yeah.
Anybody ever bring any skates to the warehouse?
No, that would have been a good idea.
Those floors
would have
been perfect.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh yeah, After the Fire. That was the original group. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. We have Eddie Van Halen for 100 and heavy metal category, except for the 300.
Yeah, let's go heavy metal 200.
This metal band had a hit cover of the Commodore song Easy.
Jason.
Jason?
Who is Faith No More?
That's correct. Nice work.
Heavy metal for 100.
This famous rapper just won a Grammy for the best heavy metal album of 2021 with his band.
Doesn't even make
Brad?
Sense.
Brad?
Who is Post Malone?
Nope. I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Who is Bruno Mars?
Oh, my.
That is incorrect also.
And I will not guess.
All right. Ice-T. Ice-T and his band Body Count just won 2021's Best Heavy Metal Album last night. How about them apples?
All right.
We have Heavy Metal for 400 or 500 and Eddie Van Halen for 100.
Let's do Heavy Metal for 400.
This Bakersfield, California band was deemed the band that started New Metal, N-U, New Metal.
So I have two little dots over the U.
They could. I don't know.
Brad.
Brad?
Who is Anthrax?
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Jeez. They were from New York, I believe.
Oh, it's a good guess.
I'm gonna guess.
Oh, this is new metal, so different than kind of, you know, your traditional metal.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess.
Jimmy?
Who's Korn?
Korn is correct.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
You are correct, Jimmy.
Crazy.
And where are they now?
They're still around.
What?
You just kind of look for them.
They're out in the field.
Jimmy?
Give me that Eddie Van Halen.
For 100. This is the name of Eddie Van Halen's iconic homemade guitar.
Jimmy.
Yeah, it was your question. Jimmy.
What is the Frankenstrat?
That is correct, sir. Nice work.
I know more about Eddie Van Halen than I thought.
Yeah, definitely.
We have heavy metal for 500 left.
That's it.
Here we go. This band were deemed the inventors of heavy metal.
Brad. Who is Black Sabbath?
That is correct. Nice. Nice work. All right. And that brings us to the end of the round. What a tight game we have here. Oh, my gosh. We have Team 1, Jimmy, with 1,400. Brad with Team 2 with 1,300. And Jay with Team 3 was 1,600.
Whoa.
Whoa. Look at that.
Yes.
It was the 80s.
Back in that 80s Woo. Category.
Mm-hmm. I just sat back and listened until the 80s came up. I was starting to think I was a waste of gas to get here.
Mm-hmm. It's anybody's ball game here. So we are going to move on to Final Jeopardy. I'll have one question, and we're going to type our answers into the chat. And on the count of three, I'll ask you to all hit enter at the same time.
Are we saying how much we're wagering?
Yes. As you type your answer, put how much you're wagering.
Okay.
If any.
Okay.
Here we go. It's not necessarily a rock and roll artist now. Who was the first female artist inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And go.
All right.
Okay, time is up. Pencils down. Everybody have their answers typed?
Yes.
I see Moonmont is typing still.
I'm putting my amount. I hadn't put it.
Wager, sure. Get their wager in.
I'm putting my amount in too right now. That's what I'm doing. Okay. I'm just putting it in there, continuing to put in my.
Put it in there on count three.
Putting,
come on, Brad, quit cheating. On the count of three, one, two, three, everybody type their answer in, please. Enter. All right.
Oh, my.
Here we go.
Crystal Gale. She wrote a very good song.
Sorry.
Gave it to Art Bell.
I'm sorry.
It's called Midnight in the Desert.
First off, we'll start with our leader, Jimmy. He said Pat Benatar. I'm sorry, Jimmy, that's incorrect.
Pat Benatar.
That's incorrect, Jimmy. I'm sorry. Let's go to Brad.
Yeah.
Brad wagered everything.
Yeah.
Who is Crystal Gayle?
Who is Crystal Gayle?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, that's not right.
Also. No, sorry.
Man.
Brad loses everything. It's down to Jason.
Jason probably that type. Bitch from...
Who is Janis Joplin? I'm sorry, that's incorrect also, but he only lost 150.
Yeah.
The correct answer is... Aretha Franklin. See, I told you it wasn't necessarily a rock and roll person there.
Not necessarily.
Nope. So.
A Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yes. Here it is. I'm going
to. Did you have to play rock and roll?
I would think, but no.
I mean, thinking about people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's not necessarily all rock artists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was.
It was Aretha Franklin on January 3rd, 1987.
How about
Come
that?
On in, think.
Okay, so I think that makes Jay your winner.
Yes.
With
all right, congratulations.
$1,450.
Finally.
And Brad, I think you don't get anything.
Nope.
Jimmy walks away with $200. So.
Yep.
All right. Great game, guys. You can't win them all. That's a great game. It's a good effort by everyone. Really, it was a really tight, close game. So. If you like that, we might do more of that in the future. Let me know. If not, kiss my ass, and we'll see you next time.
Bark at the hole.
We all know what that means. It's time to wrap up the show. Do you guys have anything you want to bring up? Yeah, man, it goes by so fast. I've got a similar saying, Brad. Mine goes, I can't lose them all.
I see where you're coming from.
All right.
Can't rain all the time.
So, some sad news for our town. Jimmy and I have been in mourning, grief stricken.
What?
The last video store in town closed.
What?
No. Was it Family Video?
No. This was family owned.
I bet it's got to be the last one in America.
Hey, Jay, guess what?
What?
That leaves the door open for you to start your own video store.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, you got the catalog.
I mean, Jimmy and I have had this conversation many times over the last 20 years. How's he still in business? I don't know, but I went by the other night and it was dark outside. There was a light on inside and all the shelves were empty. The VHS tapes are gone.
Now, how long has that been there now?
Well, it was, I can't remember who the original was that bought it, but when I was in high school, someone in my class, his family bought it, and they took it over, and that was when I was in high school. So that was late 80s, mid to late 80s.
Okay.
So it probably opened, you know, mid 80s, I would say, originally. And for a while, we had a second one at the other end of town, at the north end of town, competing video stores. Yeah. But that one just couldn't hold up. But this one
was there like, man. Was there like video store gangs, like the Sharks versus Jets or something?
Go to stand outside and intimidate the customers.
It's funny. Yeah.
I used to rent all the WWF WrestleManias. Nice. I used to rent NES games.
Yeah.
We used to rent the original,
UFC One, I saw because
Sega
of
games or whatever. You know, you could rent like video games from there.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could rent the video game systems.
Oh man!
And you could rent VCRs.
Yes,
at least a Blockbuster.
Now that is funny.
Did you guys ever have Blockbuster, Jay?
No.
Just a private, family-owned kind of thing?
Yeah. But I do still have my Blockbuster card in my wallet from Belleville.
Nice.
They had a documentary that I wanted, and I was up by probably hanging out with Harry one time when we went there, and I saw it. I was like, oh, I want to check this out. They said, well, you have to be a member. So I joined and got the card.
Damn it.
I think it's the only time I ever got anything from them. But yeah, so that was a good
time working at Blockbuster. I feel like a glorified librarian.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I think, yeah, that would be fun back in high school.
Yeah.
It was after college.
Well, okay.
Well, no, not after college. It was like during college,
which
like
is probably
in between high school and college,
which was probably. Yeah. that would have been a fun gig, I would think. It could have been.
It was nice. You got 5 free rentals a week, so that that kept you busy.
Did they fine you if you didn't rewind? If you weren't counting rewind?
If you were work there?
Yeah.
No, because you're usually one to check your stuff in, so you usually rewinded it yourself. But that was like, I had a DVD player then. Like, I was on the cusp of DVD player. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have like a machine to clean the DVDs?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Heck yeah. We would have contests to see how many tapes we could hold in each of our arms when they were returning to restock the shelves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably pretty good at that since you're tall.
Pretty good.
Why not?
Yeah.
I got little midget arms. I got CeeLo Green arms. Like Jabba the Hutt.
So I've been watching a lot of T-Rex. A lot of documentaries and a lot of music, you know, biopics on bands and different artists and stuff. And I saw one the other day on Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, that's good now, stuff. Man.
I know two songs, but you know, by Gordon Lightfoot was on the radio.
Come on, Jay.
So I was like, here we go. I'm going to watch this. I love finding these kind of things on people I know of, but I don't know anything about. So I watched this entire thing. Man, I tell you what. Have you seen him lately? He is, well, he's like 82, I think, now.
Yeah. It's like skinny as a rail.
Yes. I mean, he's still sharp. He still talks, you know, with.
He still talks.
With, like, clearly, you know, and.
Right. Clear thoughts.
He remembers everything. They'll talk about gigs and his first bands and members and songs, and he'll tell you instantly, you know, what was going on. Yeah, it was the drinking, I guess, that really hit him, you know, physically.
Really?
Yeah.
Once he cleaned up, you know, the damage or whatever was already there. But now, I tell you what, that's really not my kind of music. You know, I mean, I love the two songs of the Sundown and
Sundown.
Obviously,
the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That one's it's a little too piratey. I did know three songs. Yeah, that one was familiar. But if you could read my mind, of course, man, that one is. Yeah. I like that one. Oh, that's a lot.
Good. Yeah, he's got some like iconic songs. You
but
know,
but most of it's kind of old style of like country and folk. You know, and I'm just not into that. But I tell you what, by today's standards, like musicians, you know, it's so different back then. You know, he is a true musician. I mean, he would write those things and go over it and over it and over it, perfect it. And he just had the confidence. Looks like he never got nervous a day in his life. You know, I mean, he always, can you get up? I'll get up there and play. Sure. And, you know, I mean, he just, man, very respectable. I mean, I watched that and I was like, man, that is a cool guy right there.
Yeah. Just somebody could pick up a guitar and, you know, just have a guitar and sit on stage and entertain, you know. I just dig some of the artists like that from, I don't know about you, Jay. I'm a little bit older than you guys, but like Gordon Lightfoot songs, you know, they just trigger like a memory from my childhood, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm. Like certain songs, like every time I hear Sundown, I think of, you know, it's like being fishing on this little creek and I remember that song playing, you know.
Nice.
And
yep.
So, just stuff like that, you know, kind of takes you back into a certain time of life. But
now, speaking of that, I watched the documentary with Salil Moonfry, Punky Brewster, called Kid 90.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that looked. Yeah, somebody was just posting about that, saying you got to, if you're a child of the 90s, you got to watch that.
Yeah, it was very interesting. She like recorded everything, kind of similar to Jay. Like she always had her camera going, and like. She hung out with all these, you know, child actors that grew up to be, you know, some grew up to be famous, some committed suicide, some, you know, just burned out into infinity, you know?
Yeah.
But like, so she was on this show, this public access show called Beyond Vaudeville. I don't know if you guys heard of that.
No.
Mm-mm.
But it was public access in New York City or in LA. And then, It went on for, it started in like about 85 or so. It's really, really hokey. Like, but apparently I think MTV picked it up and then put it on their own station at some point. So it got a little more money, but then they got like this hot, you know, MTV type girl to be the co-host or the introduction to this really bland show. It's really odd. Like the first episode I watched had Al Lewis on it. Grandpa Munster.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But if you're bored, check out Beyond Vaudeville.
Oh, okay.
And if you're really bored, check out, you know, Kid 90.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to look that one up for sure. That sounds awesome. Because that's another person. It doesn't have to be musicians. But yeah, it's another person that obviously I know her and everything. But outside of Punky Brewster and appearing on a here and there, I know nothing about her, you know, so that'd be pretty interesting. Yeah.
I watched a couple. I saw one recently talking about artists like that on John Denver.
Oh, now there's a good one. I'm going to put him down.
John. Yeah, they get that one out there. It's really good. You think about all the. He's another one that's got just so many freaking iconic songs, you know.
Sure.
Just And Jim Croce was the other one that I saw.
Oh, yeah.
Another guy that had just amazing songwriting talent and wrote so many great songs. But he wasn't, you know, wasn't around that long.
About that T for the Tillerman, Mr. Cat Stevens.
Yes, yes, yes. There's He's another
fantastic.
One.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now,
so I mean, just guys like that, you know, the 70s were full of just artists, like guys in the guitar, you know, just songwriters that, you know,
Neil.
Didn't have all this shit. Just they just played and wrote music.
Neil Young.
Yep.
Now, what about in the John Denver one? Do they interview the tree that he hit?
I don't know, but
okay.
Too soon, Jay.
Probably does. Probably gets a.
That wasn't. He crashed a plane. He didn't hit a tree. That was Cher's boyfriend,
Sonny Bono.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff, though. Good Sonny music. Boner.
Well, Brad, do you have anything?
I don't.
Okay. Anything else, Jimmy? Or was that it?
I think that was it.
Yeah.
Nothing? All right.
Nope.
Good.
Gordon Lightfoot kind of looks like Chris Pratt, or Chris Pratt kind of looks like Gordon Lightfoot back in the day.
Oh, yes, definitely, back in the day.
He could definitely play him in a documentary movie.
Huh.
Who's Chris Pratt? He's the Guardian of the Galaxy. He's Star-Lord.
No relation to Edgar Pratt, right, Kim?
Yeah.
Sick of that comedian. Forgot.
All right, I think that's going to do it for episode 242, which reminds me, one of my favorite bands from the 90s was Front 242. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of those Wax Trax industrial bands, samples and synthesizers. Oh, it's good stuff. Anyway, and I watched a documentary on Wax Trax, if you like 90s music. That's where
that's whack.
Trent Reznor got his start, and Al Jorgensen, all those guys up in Chicago. Ooh, good stuff. Anyway, so we'll be back in 1 week for the next episode. I'm not going to tell you what episode number that is. It'd be a spoiler. You have to come back for that. And along with that, we're going to have another great game like tonight's, similar to tonight's. Not in theme, but in greatness. Okay, that's it.
All right.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a Metal X or production.
Thanks for watching.